listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And where else would you want to be on a rainy night, Thursday night in central Kentucky in the middle of winter than in a basketball gymnasium? And tonight, we're at the Red Erlewine Gymnasium on the campus of Paris High School. Hello, everyone. Ivan Rawls getting set to bring you Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network. Tonight, the Montgomery County Indians are on the road as they go against 40th District foe in Paris High School. The Indians come in tonight fresh off of a victory a couple of nights ago back at the MCHS Arena. They come in with an 8-11 record after that very good win against a very good Fleming County team. The homestanding Paris Hounds come into tonight's contest with 5 wins and 11 losses. The Paris Hounds come into this game, kind of up and down, but boy, their last victory was against another district opponent and crosstown rival for them in Bourbon County, as they were able to beat the Colonels 53-50. So they're in better standing actually right now in district play with the the Indians here tonight, as the Indians are trying to secure their first win in district play to try not to still be in the bottom of district play, as GRC is out in front with a 4-0 record in district play. So a very important game for the Indians tonight, and the Indians know that it'll be a tough battle here for them tonight, as these same Paris Hounds played GRC recently and only lost by 10 points. So this Paris Greyhounds team came into this season not with, again, the lineup that they expected once they ended the last season. Coach Sean Ransom, again, making no excuses and saying, hey, we'll play with the guys that we have, and they've done a great job with that. And they're led by senior Mr. Everything here at Paris, and that's Jakari Ransom. He's averaging 16 points per contest, and then you follow that up with Monte Jackson at 13 points per contest, and Elijah Webb. That's their three-headed scoring monster for these Hounds. The Indians come into tonight contest with excellent balanced scoring, with all five starters in double-digit scoring. They're led by outstanding sophomore Luke Fons, who averages 20 points per contest, and then follow that up with sensational freshman Tyce Jarvis at 13 points a game, and then each of the following three, Ethan Dunn, Brecken Decker, and Dawson Gentry, all averaging just over 10 points per contest. Tonight, the Indians will need to score the basketball. It's always a tough place to come play here in the Earl Redwine Gymnasium. I've seen many teams come over here over the years. Good shooting ball clubs for the Indians come over and be disappointed at that shooting number, whether it was either in a win or a loss. Always a tough place to play. And their fans get behind the orange and black clad Hounds here on a nightly basis. The Indians are out on the floor right now, and they are in their road blue unis, really nice, brilliant blue unis with the white numerals and the red trim around them that says Tribe across the breastplate, getting their shots in. And the homestanding Hounds, they've gone back into the locker room with Coach Ransom to get some last-minute instructions. We're about 3 minutes away from opening tip here We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll get you set for this 40th district matchup. It's the Montgomery County Indians on the road here tonight, taking on the district foe, 40th district foe, and Paris Greyhounds. We'll return here on the Gateway Sports Network after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
As we come back to the thunderous cacophony of drums and brass instruments by the Paris High School Band, we get ready to get you set for this 40th district basketball play, an all-important game for the road team, the Indians, tonight. They try to get their first win in this 23-24 season in district play. The Paris Greyhounds are not going to make it easy. They're trying to get their second win in district play and put themselves squarely in the second seed position for postseason play. This time we'll go to public address announcer Eugene Puckett for tonight's starting lineup.
District game between the Montgomery County Indians and the homestanding Paris Greyhounds. Here are tonight's starters for Montgomery County. At a guard, number one, Tyce Jarvis. At a forward, number three, Luke Fongs. At a guard, number four, Ethan Dunn. At another guard, number 11, Brecken Decker. And another guard, number 14, Dawson Gentry. The head coach of the Indians is Jason Mays. And now, the starting five for your Paris Greyhounds. At a guard, number three, Monte Jackson. At a guard, number five, Jakari Ransom. At a guard, number 11, Andrew Johnson Miles. At a forward, number 22, Elijah Webb. And another forward, number 23, Daylan Fields. His coach for the Greyhounds, Tom Ransom. Your official, Andy Dunn, David Hammond, and Don Miller. Your trainer is Marl Gibson. On the scoreboard, Kelly Kaplan.
Our thanks to Eugene Puckett, a permanent fixture in Paris Athletics. The Paris Greyhounds are in their gray, light gray uniforms with orange numerals and black trim. And Luke Fons is in the center circle. He jumps up with number 22, Elijah Webb, and it's Paris. We'll start the game with the ball as it's Jakari Ransom going left to right on your listening device here tonight. Now the ball is out to Andrew Johnson Miles. He tries to drive down inside, then hands it off to Elijah Webb near the basket. And it's Webb with a shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry for the Indians. Indians get it into front court. Gentry trailing the play, shoots up a three, no good. Battle for the rebound. Zick comes off to Daylon Fields. So missed early shot by Dawson Gentry. Struggled with his shot. But then on the other end, it's Andrew Johnson Miles misses a shot. Rebound comes off to the Indians. Luke Fons gets it down the floor to Ethan Dunn along the baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. So a first turnover in the ball game belongs to the Indians. No score in the first 50 seconds of play here at the Earl Wedrine Gymnasium. For Paris, it's Andrew Johnson Miles with the basketball. He loses his dribble, guarded by Gentry. Now to Ransom, being guarded by Decker out front. Ransom tries to measure him, crosses him over, gets into the lane, shoots it up, no good, and it's Webb on a nice offensive putback off of the miss by Ransom, and so it's Paris first to move the lights on the board. It's Montgomery County with the ball, done in the corner, gets it out to Jarvis. Jarvis drives in the middle lane, gets up a little runner, no good, ball comes off. It's Paris going the other way. It's Fields with another rebound, and he gets stopped on the other end by the Montgomery County defense. Ransom trailing the play, shoots up a three, and it's good. And just like that, Paris is out 5-0, and it is Montgomery County still at an early deficit as Jarvis, as he was trying to cross the mid-court stripe, he's going to be fouled by Daylon Fields. That'll be Fields' first foul of the contest, the first foul on Paris. Montgomery County will inbound the ball in backcourt. Jarvis being guarded by Fields out front. Now Dunn with the ball. Gives a ball fake. Gets it to Fons. Fons makes a nice ball fake. Then shoots it up from about 17 foot. Gets a kind bounce. And Fons gets his first basket and gets the Indians on the board. It's 5-2 in favor of Paris here early on. Ransom being guarded by Decker out front. He gets crossed over. Ransom drives to the basket. It's blocked by Jarvis on the help defense and the rebound, and it's Jarvis down the middle of the lane, straight down the basket, and they're going to call a foul. The freshman goes end to end off of the rebound and block shot. And they're going to call the foul on Elijah Webb, his first. And that's the second foul on Paris, so it'll send the freshman for Montgomery County, Tyce Jarvis, to the line for two. Jarvis's first free throw attempt rims out. The freshman really taking on a lot of the primary ball handling duties for the Indians here in the second half of the season. Jarvis' second free throw is up and good. Makes Montgomery County deficit 2 points as they trail 5-3 here in the contest. On the drive, Paris is Jackson. He tries to shoot up a little shot off of the right side. And again, Jarvis with his second block shot blocks it out of bounds, but it'll remain Paris's ball underneath their own goal. Webb will inbounds the ball for Paris. Looks to inbounds, almost stepped across the line, but he stands his ground, and then he gets the ball inside to Daylon Fields right at the basket, and Fields gets the basket. It's 7-3 in favor of the Greyhounds. Jarvis down on the drive, gets past Field, goes down the middle of the lane. It comes off, rebound to Webb, and Paris is looking to push it the other way. He loses the ball. Decker comes up with it on the steal. Turnover on Paris. And now it's Montgomery County's ball. Dunn being guarded by Fields out top. Pulls it back as Coach Jason Mays hollers out instructions. Down on the dribble. Dunn hands it off to Gentry. Everything on the perimeter. Looks like Paris is in a man. Well, it's kind of a zone outside. It was kind of a loose zone they were playing there, and the ball comes off a missed shot by Fons. It's Ransom now with the basketball going the other way. And he stops and pops a three. Ransom, one of the most confident players you'll find in the 40th District. And he puts his hounds out to a 10-3 lead. Montgomery County is going to need a timeout here early as it's 4:22 left in the ball game. Montgomery County with a 7-point deficit. We'll return after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
As we return to the play, Paris on a 5-0 run here. It's Montgomery County's ball out of the timeout. Shot comes up by Ethan Dunn off of the right side beyond the arc. He misses. Rebound comes out to Montgomery County, and then there's a turnover, and it's Fields with the basket on the other end. Montgomery County trails 12-3, and all the momentum is on the side of the Paris Greyhounds. Montgomery County need to gather their bearings here in this contest. Jarvis gets it to Fons in the right corner. He shoots up a three. No good. Ball comes off to Ransom. So Montgomery County needing some oxygen here in the Earl Redwine Gymnasium here early on. Ransom being guarded by Decker. Decker's respecting a heat check from Ransom as he misses the three. And now the rebound comes off to Montgomery County only to see Tyce Jarvis throw the ball away. We're going to have a substitution for Montgomery County. Isaiah Rowlett comes in for Tyce Jarvis and for Paris. Coming into the game for the first time is Cordrick Patterson, wearing number 25, and he'll replace Dalen Fields. Paris is basketball. Ball's in the hands of Monte Jackson. He almost loses the ball. Now it gets into the hands of Webb down inside. He shoots up over Dawson Gentry, misses. Webb gets his own rebound, misses again, and gets the putback. So if at first you don't succeed, try again, says Jackson for Paris. And now it's a 14-3 lead for the Greyhounds. Montgomery County with the ball. Dunn on the left wing, being guarded, and he slips and falls, and they say it's a turnover. So another turnover for the Indians there. They're fourth here early in this contest. Nothing going right for the Indians here in this opening quarter of play on the road. 2:40 left in the opening quarter. Paris going left to right. It's Jackson crossing the mid-court stripe, being guarded by Dunn. He tries to drive. He comes up, stops, gets the ball out to Ransom, being guarded by Gentry out top. Ransom tries to clear out, but Coach Sean Ransom sees something. He wants to call a timeout. He calls a 30-second timeout. We'll call a timeout as well. 14-3 is the lead for Paris here on the Gateway Sports Network. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Indians coach shooting here tonight, starting out 1-6 from the floor. It's Paris, 6-13. Stark contrast here is the Greyhounds, the home-standing Greyhounds, 14-3 lead here early in this contest. Paris's ball out of the timeout. Out front handling the ball is Andrew Johnson Miles. He gets it over to Webb. Webb trying to drive home Brecken Decker, and he does down the left side. And Webb puts it in as Paris with an early, strong lead, 16-3. They've scored the last 11 points. It is Tyce Jarvis. Right wing misses a three, but then Luke Fons looked like he was going to secure the rebound, but they say he stepped out of bounds. So Montgomery County struggling all fronts here early on. As I mentioned in the opening of the broadcast, It's always been a tough place. I've seen many dreams come over and die for good shooters here at the Earl Wedwine Gymnasium on the campus of Paris High School. Ja'Kari Ransom with the ball. He drives down the middle of the lane. He comes up short. Rebound comes off to Ethan Dunn. Montgomery County going the other way. Dawson Gentry gets it down inside to Luke Fons. He gives a pump fake, and then he gets the shot to fall. Luke Fons with his second basket and stopping the bleeding, at least momentarily, is a 16-5 lead for the Greyhounds of Paris. It's Jackson with the ball for Paris. He pulls up a long three, and it's good. All right, over two defenders from Montgomery County, and it's, again, Montgomery County starting up at a 14-point deficit here in this game. Inside of a minute left in the first period, Jarvis gets it over to Fons in the right corner, missed three-pointer, no good. They say the ball out of bounds. It'll be Paris's basketball. So what Montgomery County can't do here early in this ball game is come enamored with trying to get back in this game with a couple of shots from beyond the three. They're struggling to shoot. They need to get high percentage shots, or this could get ugly early. Montgomery County in the 1-3-1 defense. They get the ball into the front court. It's Jackson tries to make a bounce pass. They call a kick ball, so we'll reset. And it'll be Paris's ball side out. 35 seconds left in this opening period of play. Webb gets the ball into Ransom against this 1-3-1. Decker on the top at the point of the 1-3-1. It's Jackson, right wing. He drives into the middle of the paint. And then on the left side of the lane, he throws it up with the right hand, making it look easy right now. Swiss cheese is the defense for Montgomery County, 21-5 for the homestanding Hounds. Montgomery County with the ball. Jarvis, 10 seconds left. He gets it to Fons at the free throw line. He rims in and out. Rebound comes off to Patterson for Paris. Ransom comes down the other side. He shoots a long three. No good. But that's how we'll end the first period here at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium at Paris High School. The Indians on the road and struggling here early on with a 16-point deficit. 21-5 is the score. We'll return here for more Indians basketball after this one-minute timeout on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
On the horse capital of Kentucky, they say over here in Paris, the Indians didn't get out of the gates good here. As opening the second period, a missed shot by Jarvis, and Montgomery County allowing Paris to secure the rebound. And then there's a travel on Jackson here as he got caught into a little trap there, and it's going to be a turnover on Paris, only their second turnover early on in this contest. But Montgomery County struggling here early on, trying to find their way, if you will. 7:30 here left in the first half. It's Tyce Jarvis with the ball from Montgomery County. Gets it out to Fons. Fons gives a little handoff on a UCLA cut, and now the ball gets thrown into the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover on the Indians. So sloppy play and poor shooting. That's the fifth turnover on the Indians here early on, and with that turnover, Coach Mays is going to bring the sophomore Luke Fons out, sitting down as Isaiah Rowlett, the freshman, will come in for the second time for the Indians. Montgomery County again got that 1-3-1 defense out there against this Paris offense. Ransom just casually pulls up for a three, no good, but securing the rebound, the offensive rebound is Webb. for Paris once again. They're going to count the basket. They're calling the foul on Isaiah Rowley. That's his first, team's first in this second period. Webb will go and try to complete the conventional three-point play. Wow, just Montgomery County just not up to the task here early on as Webb misses the free throw. It comes off to Gentry, and it'll be Montgomery County going the other way. Dunn with the ball from Montgomery County. Being guarded out top by Fields and then met at the basket by Webb. Webb returns to sender that basketball. Webb playing postmaster general on that one. It'll be Montgomery County's ball underneath their own basket. Dunn will inbounds the basketball. Webb, just a tremendous looking athlete. Has the hops for sure. He's ready for the Easter season. He could be the bunny rabbit with those type of hops. Actually, Montgomery County is going to inbound the ball kind of on the corner side in, so it's not directly underneath the basket. Kind of a tough spot to inbound it, but ball gets in, goes to Dunn in the left corner. He misses a three badly. Rebound comes off to Paris. It's in the hands of Elijah Webb. He gets it into the front court and now hands it off to Monte Jackson. Monte Jackson takes instructions from Sean Ramson, says, go to the basket, young fella. And Jackson does, loses the ball, but it goes into the hands of Webb. Now Fields out front with the basketball, being guarded by Rowlett. Fields thinks he can take Rowlett. He goes inside, makes a nice spin move, then is met with some resistance. He misses the ball, but then the ball bounces out of the hands of Dawson Gentry. Fields goes up with another shot. It's missed. Tyce Jarvis blocks the shot of Jackson. And so now we're going to get a foul called, and this is going to be on Jackson. So a lot of action underneath the rim there. That'll be his first, team's first here in this second period. Checking in the game for Indians is Luke Fons, and Dawson Gentry will go and have a seat on the bench. Wild and crazy action there we had underneath the basket there for those two teams. Great defense played inside by Jarvis, too. Montgomery County with the ball. Decker out to Jarvis. Jarvis makes a nice spin move, but then again, he's met with resistance. He goes down awkward, but they call it a clean block shot, and it's going to be Paris's ball going the other way. Again, Webb has been everywhere defensively for Paris. Ransom with the ball. Hands it off to Jackson out top. Jackson met by defender Dunn. Makes a pass diagonally to Webb in the lane. Webb against Rowlett. Rowlett does, stands his ground. And causes a missed shot. It'll be Montgomery County's ball going the other way. Great job by Rowlett there. Rowlett now in the left corner for a three. It rims in and out. Dunn comes in and secures the offensive rebound for Montgomery County. Then turns, shoots up a short jumper, no good. Back out to Dunn again on the rebound. And now Fons goes in with a power move down the baseline, and he comes up short. So opportunities abound for Montgomery County, but no in putting the ball through the hoop. Now it's Paris's ball going the other way. 4:50 left in this opening half. It's 23-5 in favor of Paris. It's been all Paris all the time here tonight. Now Ramson pulls up a three. No good. Rebound comes off long. Fons couldn't get to it. It goes into the hands of Fields. And then Sean Ramson calls the second timeout of the half for Paris. And he's going to call a full timeout this time around. 23-5. Is the score here in favor of Paris. We're going to take a full timeout as well. We'll return here to Indiana basketball in this 1 minute timeout.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
As we return from the timeout with 4:30 left here in the first half, Montgomery County trailing 23-5 to Paris. Montgomery County able to force a turnover here. Luke Fons comes away with it and gets the slam. Luke Fons has all three made field goals for Montgomery County, getting 6 points so far. It's 23-7 now. The Indians trailing Paris. Another steal for Montgomery County. This time is Tyce Jarvis completing the play at the basket for Montgomery County. So Montgomery County, a couple of quick turnovers forced, and now Brecken Decker almost comes up with another steal in the backcourt. But Jackson for Paris is able to keep possession. Montgomery County coming out of the timeout with a lot of energy, and they're forcing another turnover. So three consecutive turnovers, and now Jarvis tries to unload a three, but then they say he loses it out of bounds right there. So a turnover by Montgomery County after they made a nice little four-point spurt there in challenge to Paris. Checking in to Paris for Paris the first time. We got Julius Gregory, number 30, along with number 2, Traden Morrell. Morrell gives the ball to Ransom. Ransom being met in the backcourt by this Montgomery County defense, a 1-2-2 zone press. Now Webb, oh! And he goes up high, he bounces right back up. Webb went to send another message. That's the Postmaster General tonight. He tried to send an emphatic message coming off of that left wing, but he is fouled by Tyce Jarvis at the rim. There, that'll be Tyce's first, second for Montgomery County in the second period. That will send Webb to the line to shoot two. Wow. Folks, I'm telling you, Elijah Webb, from what I've seen, could be on the Olympic team come this summer in Paris. He could be going up and down the Champs-Élysées saying, wee, wee, with those wings. Red Bull, give him some wings. Wow. What an outstanding looking athlete is Elijah Webb. He stands about 6'1", 6'2", maybe, and just a tremendous athlete. We got a little pause in play here as when Webb and Fons went to the ground there. They're trying to clean up some of the perspiration on the floor. 3:30 left in this opening half. The Indians trail by 14, 23-9 Indians. In a desperate need of a win here in district play as they're 0-2 early on in district play. This Paris team comes in at 1-1 in district play as they've had a loss to both George Rogers Clark by 10 points, but then came back and beat the crosstown rival Bourbon County in a 3-point victory. So they're 1-1 in district play right now. Webb's first free throw, no good. Checking into the game for Montgomery County with Dawson Gentry is Isaiah Rowlett checks out. Webb makes the second of two free throws there. And so it's 24-9 in favor of the Greyhounds. Dunn with the ball from Montgomery County in the front court. Drives, throws the ball to the left wing, and then out to Jarvis on the right wing on a skip pass. It comes off strong, and they say last touch by Montgomery County. Paris ball. Having checked in for the game for Paris is number 33, Damon Plenty. Paris with the ball. Damon Plenty with the basketball. He shoots it strong, and Fons comes off with the rebound. He advances it forward to Dunn. Dunn tries to go up for the shot, and none other than Mr. Springs himself, Mr. Slinky, it's Webb who knocks that ball out of bounds. Dunn to inbounds the ball from Montgomery County underneath their own basket. Gets it into Gentry. Back to Dunn in the right corner. Dunn, who had a nice shooting night a couple of nights ago against Fleming County, really struggling here early on in this contest. Decker, left wing, tries to drive. He's closed off by the defense. Kicks it out to Gentry on the right wing. And Dawson Gentry with the three, cutting the lead to 12 as it's 24-12 in favor of Paris. 2:20 left in this opening half of play. On the drive for Paris, gets called for traveling. His number 30, Julius Gregory, just got his shoulders a little too far over the skis there, if you will. So another turnover for the Paris Hounds. Montgomery County's basketball coming up on 2 minutes left here in this first half. Dunn on the drive, and oh, it looked like Dunn kind of pulled his off arm away there, but the official didn't see it, and they're going to call the foul on Gregory for Paris. Very fortunate there for Montgomery County. From my vantage point, it looked like he may have gotten away with what could have been considered a flagrant foul there. Dunn inbounds the ball from underneath his own basket to Gentry. Gentry misses from the right wing. Rebound comes off to Jackson there for Paris. It's Jackson on the drive. Foul's called out front. They're going to call this on Jarvis, I believe. And that foul will be on Jarvis, his second. Team's third here in the second period. Ransom will inbounds the ball side out. He throws it into the backcourt to Daylon Fields. Fields with that bushy head of hair there, kind of reddish hair that he has, hands it off to Montre Jackson. Jackson tried to cross over Dunn. He hits tries to shoot a little runner. It comes off into the hands of Tyce Jarvis. Montgomery County's running the other way. Bonds tries to go up for a dunk. They say it's a clean block by Webb. Wouldn't surprise me at all if it was clean. He might have been the only person in the gym that could have gotten it, and he does so, and it's Paris going the other way. 1:15 left in the opening half of play here in Paris, and it's Jackson. He loses Jarvis, shoots up, no good. Rebound comes off to Plenty. Or no, not Plenty. That is, it was Plenty underneath the basket. And then they call a tie-up. Ball in the favor of Paris. So it'll be Paris's ball here underneath their own basket. Coach Jason Mays is upset about something that he's talking with the officials and his players with. Paris inbounds the ball underneath the basket, gets it to Ransom. Ransom forces his way down inside, gets his own rebound. He kind of slips underneath. Hope he's okay. He went down kind of awkwardly, Ja'Kari Ransom. Mr. Everything for this Paris team, leading scorer on the season. He's going to get up. I think he's okay, but boy, it looked really awkward when he went down. Didn't know if it was his knee or his ankle, but he's going to step out as they're going to get a substitution in for Ja'Kari Ransom. I doubt we'll see him the remainder of this half, as there's 59 seconds left in this opening half. It's 26-12 is the score in favor of the homestanding Greyhounds. Gotten off to a tremendous start in this contest. At halftime, we'll get a chance to talk to Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians, as they were victorious early in the evening, 78-40 in district play. It's Indians basketball. Dunn crosses the midcourt stripe, throws it inside to Fonz. Now to the left wing to Isaiah Rallick for a three, no good. To the hands of Ethan Dunn. He looks to the right wing to Decker. He shoots a three. It comes out strong, and now it's Fields for Paris going the opposite way. Two missed prime opportunities for the Indians come up empty. It's now Jackson for Paris with the basketball on the right wing. He pulls over Dunn, and he makes a three. Did it effortlessly. 29-12 is the score. 18 seconds left here in the first half, and Montgomery County drowning right now. Dunn out front. Gets it over to Dawson Gentry now. Back out to Dunn. 4 seconds left. They've got to do something, and they're going to call a foul out front here. And with 2.7 seconds left, we got a foul. And that's going to be on number 30, Julius Gregory, his second foul. Team's third. Not a bad foul if you Paris. Makes Montgomery County have to reset, and Coach Jason Mays is going to call a 30-second timeout. He wants to draw up a play to try to take advantage of this possession, as it will be Montgomery County's ball. at the beginning of the second half. So trying to 2-for-1 here as coach is often trying to do in those situations. I try to maximize this opportunity on a night where we've seen the Indians really struggle offensively early and often in this contest. Only 5 made field goals so far in the first half for Montgomery County. And it's just been lights out for this very energetic Paris Greyhounds team. 2.7, Montgomery County inbound underneath their own basket. Ethan Dunn will be the trigger man. Paris looks like they're set up in a zone here. Set up here, and this rally comes in left side, no good. And that's how I will end this opening half. I don't know that it would have counted, but Paris, 29-12. We'll return here to the Girl Red Wine Gymnasium after we take a brief 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Halftime at Earl Ryan Gymnasium. The Indians struggling offensively in the first half. Trail the homestanding Greyhounds 29-12. But earlier this evening, the Lady Indians took the floor and were very successful in their 40th district matchup against the Lady Hounds. And at this time, we've got head coach Dustin High with the Montgomery County Lady Indians, who pushes their record to 12-6. And coach, You did what you wanted to do. Come over, play well, and get the victory. It's always a tough place to come over and play. As I mentioned in the broadcast, neither one of these teams in tonight's matchup maybe had the team out on the floor that they thought they would have coming out of last season. So it is what it is. Neither coach was making any excuses. But you wanted to come over and get this victory to kind of position yourself in district play.
We did, and that's we've had our roster changes, and not near to the degree that Coach Speaks has. And it's unfortunate. And I mean, you look at their schedule and look at their record, and they've got 2 wins, but I would say there's 7 or 8 that they were right there. And it's like you get half of those, and it looks completely different. Now, I've got a ton of respect for Coach Speaks and what he does and how he does it. And he's always going to be positive, and he's always going to pull for our kids the same way that we pull for his. And it's a pleasure anytime that we get to come over here and spend a little time with him.
Coach speaks, it was even without a couple of seventh graders, I know that he heavily relies on. They were at a volleyball event because they're middle schoolers and they're an important game there. But those are things that always happen. But, you know, when you talk about tonight, the first couple of minutes was kind of ugly in the ball game, but then your girls kind of hit their stride. What did you see early on, and then what kind of got them going?
Well, that was really one of the things that we talked about at halftime, and coming into the game, we talked about, especially after the game at Madison Central, I mean, what was it, 26 turnovers and something like, I think they had like 18 offensive rebounds, and it's like, we're not going to win many games doing that. And it's like, tonight is about us and taking care of the ball and keeping them off the glass and doing the things that we've got control of. And early on, I thought it was a little chaotic, and we kind of fed into that. And once we kind of settled in a little bit, started getting organized and getting some cutters and setting some screens and strung a few stops together, and it snowballed there pretty quick in the second quarter.
One thing we continue to see out of your freshmen, they continue to get better. Laura Leorison came in, looked really comfortable at times tonight. Sophie Fouts to get the things. Bailey Warner. This was a good night to get some of those young players in. Everybody on the roster scored tonight. Really love to see Alexis White get in and get that bucket. And the entire bench jumped up in celebration. Got a lot accomplished here tonight on the floor.
It was, and it was a good night, and it's always good to see the bench get excited for a teammate in a situation like that. I thought that young group came in and played well. They were aggressive and found the open person and moved the ball around, and I really thought that's what got the first group going, was when we kind of started playing off each other and we got that ball popping around and getting it to the open person and taking good shots and finishing at the basket.
You got a player like Brooklyn White that you're playing against, but you got a six-footer too. Both of them can play out on the floor. What did you think of that matchup tonight, and maybe what maybe helps Savannah in a matchup both defensively and offensively when she goes against somebody that's equal in size?
Yeah, and I think they're really good friends and off the court. And yeah, you could kind of see that a little bit out there, and it's like, we can be friends in about 32 minutes. But I think Savannah's still kind of getting her legs under her, and I thought she did well tonight, did a lot of really positive things, rebounded it pretty well, and took advantage of she brought it in transition a couple times and was able to finish, which was good to see. But Brooklyn White is just steady, and like you said, she can go grab a rebound and stick it back, or she can bring it across that court, work off a ball screen, and she's not going to speed up. She's going to play her speed, and she kind of got loose there a little bit in the second half.
What's one thing you bring out of tonight, Coach, that you saw that was, you know, quite either surprising or really encouraging that you take right now, just not having gone back and watched the film of this game? What maybe stood out to you that really put a smile on your face?
Well, one of the things that we talked about at halftime, just kind of reiterating that it being about us, and we're not worried about the scoreboard, and we're not worried about first half and second half, transition defense got a lot better. I thought we were kind of like a lackadaisical in the first half. But it's really good to see the girls get excited for each other throughout the game. And we executed a little bit better there in the second half and got to our assignments defensively. And I was really frustrated at halftime. We gave up three dunk downs where we didn't help the helper. We got the first rotation and we didn't get the second rotation and gave up three easy baskets, and I thought we cut that off in the second half.
Monday night, you head up to Bracken County and at the Brooksville to play Bracken County. They've got an outstanding regional player up there. What do you want to see when you make that trip up to Brooksville on Monday?
Archibald is a great player, and another one. It's another one that can score it in a lot of different ways. really, I think that one's going to be more so about just identifying. We can switch out on her with a lot of different people, but you got to be able to identify if you get switched off of her or switched onto her, your role completely changes. And if you get switched off, you got to be ready to help, and if you get switched on, you can't leave. And that's going to be interesting to see how we're able to focus on that.
Speaking of focus, I'm glad you were able to focus during this halftime interview with the band right here next to me. Hey, they're jamming out. I can't spot them, but good win tonight. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
All right, that's the night. Is Lady Indians victorious tonight with a 78-40 victory here at the Arrow Rail Line Gymnasium. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Up, started the second half here of Indians basketball. The Indians trail 29-12 to Paris. The Indians started out with the basketball here in this second half, and Luke Fons got an opportunity right at the basket to no avail. It came out, and then a foul on the offensive rebound opportunity, and that foul's going to be on Brecken Decker as the senior's first in this contest in the first in the second half of this ball game. Montgomery County trailing by 17 points, have come out in their trapping the zone defense here. Ransom, who went down there at the end of the half, slipped, but he's got the ball now. The fans, the visiting fans felt like, from Montgomery County, felt like he had maybe traveled there, but no call. Webb drives to the basket, no good. He's met by Luke Fons. And now Montgomery County racing the other way, and now we're going to have a foul down on the inside as it's Brecken Decker who hits the floor. Great defensive play by Luke Fons against Webb, and that foul is going to be on Elijah Webb as the pogo stick try to go up when Decker gave the ball fake here. And once again, they're trying to clean the perspiration off the floor. We've had that happen two or three times now. 7-12 left in this ball game on a night that the Indians have really struggled to shoot the basketball here in this contest. Only three scores so far for the Indians. 3 points apiece for Tyce Jarvis and Dawson Gentry, and 6 points for Luke Fons in this ball game to amass their 12 points so far. It's the Indians' ball done in underneath their own basket for the Indians to Decker. Decker hands it off to Jarvis. It was a sloppy handoff, and now they knock the ball free of Jarvis or of Ransom into Jarvis's hand, and he's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be on Dalen Fields. That's his second and the team's second of this quarter. That'll send Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, to the line for two free throw opportunities here. 7:03 left in this third period. It's 57 seconds of exhausted. And Tyce Jarvis's first attempt at the free throw, no good. So Montgomery County will stay on that 12 number. Second one goes up, catches a little rim, but falls in. 29-13 in favor of Paris. Montgomery County again. Three-quarters court pressure. Ball comes into Fields. He falls down. Another turnover for Paris. Done with the ball from Montgomery County over to Gentry. Now to the right corner to Decker from three. It's good. So Brecken Decker, first points in this contest. It's three. It's 29-16 in favor of the Greyhounds. Webb on a strong move to the basket. And he's hit at the basket. He puts in the basket. He's going to get a chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And that foul is going to be on Luke Fons, his first, team second in this third period. Can Webb complete the three-point play? He cannot. Fons comes off with the rebound. Jarvis with the ball to Decker in the right corner again. Another three, no good. Rebound comes off to Jarvis. Jarvis goes back in with a strong move on the right side, and he puts it in for his 6 point, 29-18. Montgomery County making a move to get back in this ball game. Ransom to Jackson. Jackson makes it all the way to the rim in two strides. And down he has 12 points on the evening, 31-18 to score in favor of Paris. Montgomery County, Gentry, ball's contested. They're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be Paris's ball. So it'll be essentially a turnover for Montgomery County there as a skip pass went over to Dawson on the right wing and wasn't a strong pass to allow Fields to get his hands on the ball. 5:40 left in the third period here on the road for the Indians tonight at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium at Paris High School. Webb mishandles the ball. He falls to the ground. And they're going to call a jump ball, does official Andy Dunn, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball. So after two tie-ups consecutively, we're right back where we were a few seconds ago. And again, players on the body, it's kind of humid in here tonight. We got preparation. Coach Jason Mays is getting a workout with the towel. That's what happens when you're the team with the towels. You got to get out and clean it up. And, Coach Mays, he's got that Murphy's oil soap shine that he's put on the on the floor tonight. Can't wait to talk to him after the contest about his custodial duties here in the game tonight. 5:30 left in this contest. Indians trailing 15, 33-18. Tyce Jarvis being guarded by Jackson. Gets it to Dawson Gentry. Gentry skip pass to Decker. Decker drives the baseline to Dunn in the left corner. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound comes off to Andrew Johnson Miles. He misses, or he loses the ball. Why did they blow the whistle there? That's what you're giving the ball. We're giving the ball to Montgomery. What happened here? It's Montgomery County's ball. Okay, yes, Montgomery County's ball. I don't know why they stopped play there still, but nonetheless, it's Montgomery County's ball as it should be. And now Decker. 13-footer comes up short into the hands of Ransom. We go the other way now. Johnson Miles loses the ball out of bounds. They say last touch by Decker. So it will remain possession Paris. Checking into the game for Paris is going to be Quentin Rice. He comes in. He replaces Johnson Miles. Johnson Miles started the ball game, but has played limited minutes tonight for Coach Sean Ransom. Exactly 5 minutes left in this third period. Indians staring up at a 15-point deficit, 33-18. Montre Jackson makes a move on Dunn. Takes a, I guess, kind of a Euro step there, it looks like, and he gets to the basket and pushes that lead up, 35-18 in favor of the Hounds. Montgomery County, Decker with the ball, goes to the rim, met by Webb, comes up short. Now Webb takes the ball the other way. Now, Jackson with the ball being guarded by Decker out front. Jackson gets into the paint, shoots up another little short jumper. Another basket, so Jackson's trying to take over this game right now for the Hounds. And Montgomery County having no answers right now as they trail 19 points. Coming up on 4 minutes left in the third period. Dunn through the lane, out to the right wing to Decker for another three, and Brecken Decker with his second three in this period, and his 6 points on the night for the senior. 37-21 is the score. Checking in for the Indians for the first time tonight, Cole Rose, the sophomore, checks in for Ethan Dunn. Paris's ball, Montgomery County in this 1-2-2 zone press. They get a hand on the ball, but it still remains Paris's ball. And then Luke Fons intercepts the pass, the long three-quarters court pass, and then he's fouled at the basket, looks like, by Jackson here for Paris.
Foul number 14, Rice.
I know, they call it on rice, so that's his first. Team's third here in this period. It'll be Luke Fons going to the charity stripe to shoot two. Fons with 6 points on the evening thus far, well below his season average. But he does hit his first there. Trimming the lead down to 15, 37 to 22. Can he cash in on the second one here? Fons eyes it, strokes it, it's good. 37, 23. Indians, man-to-man, full court. Now here comes Fons to trap Ransom in the backcourt. He gets rid of it, gets it to Webb. Webb goes to the rim with purpose. He was met by Dawson, but it was futile in his attempt as Webb puts it in. And it's 39-23, Paris. It's Decker, throws it down inside to Cole Rose. Cole Rose back to the basket, looking to get rid of it. Gets it to Gentry. Gentry gets down into the lane, puts it up left side, no good. Rebound comes off to Webb. Montgomery County just struggling shooting the ball here this evening. It has not been a fun night offensively for Montgomery County. This time Jackson gets into the center of the paint again, unopposed until the end, but they're going to call a foul. It's going to be a second foul on Brecken Decker, and the third foul in this period. Isaiah Rowlett checks in for Dawson Gentry from Montgomery County. Paris inbounds the ball, and it's Jackson with the ball. Sean Ransom up on the sideline, belting out instructions to his team, what he wants them to do. It's Jackson driving on Jarvis, but he loses control of the ball, and they're going to say it went off the head of Jarvis. That was close. I'd have to see that one again. I'm going to give the official benefit of the doubt. It's going to remain with Paris here. They'll inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Fields with the ball for Paris to trigger it in. He throws it long, but it goes into the backcourt, and it's Jackson that chases it down. Jackson will now walk it back into the front court. Met by Jarvis. And Jackson, right wing, looking to get rid of it, gets it to Ransom. Ransom pulls up from top of the key, no good. Rebound comes off to Jarvis. Heads the other way. Jarvis is bumped as he approached the basket. Doesn't get his shot up, but he'll get a chance to go. He'll get a chance to go to the free throw line, and Quentin Rice is going to be called for his second foul. Fourth on Paris in this quarter. Tyce Jarvis made his last free throw attempt and makes this free throw attempt. Right now he's 3 of 5 on the evening from the charity stripe. And now 4 of 6 is Jarvis. 39-25, our score. Coming up on 2 minutes left here in this third period. Paris gets the ball into the front court. It's Ransom. Goes strong to the basket, and he's going to be bumped. And his foul's going to be caught on Rowlett. Isaiah Rowlett picks up his second. Team's fourth. And they're going to say Ransom was in the act of shooting when the contact happened. Ransom, it's kind of been the soul of this basketball program and kind of the athletic program during his tenure here at Paris. Outstanding football player as well, but hey, he misses his first free throw right there to his displeasure. Checking out of the game for Paris was Quentin Rice. He was replaced by number 30 Julius Gregory, but Ransom hits the second free throw, and he pushes that lead back out to 15 at 40-25. Julius Gregory was the outstanding quarterback for Paris during the football season. The young man came in as a freshman and just wowed the fans at Paris in his play. Montgomery County's ball. Oh, Brecken Decker goes down on another wet spot on the floor, but he gets rid of the ball to Rowlett. Rowlett gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis tries to get it into Dunn. He mishandles the ball. Montgomery County remains with possession. Dunn finally resets the offense here. Fons on the left wing shoots a three up, bounces out. Up to get the rebound is Jackson for Paris, and we're going the other way. Jackson takes it end-to-end, and he finishes on contact. They're going to call this foul on Decker. Reckon Decker's going to pick up his third, and another strong basket by Monte Jackson. And it's his fifth basket in a row, and that young man is just right now on a heater. He's got 18 points, and he's got a chance to get his 19th at the line right now. He can make this game. No, he doesn't. He misses his free throw. It's 42-25, and now a steal by Webb. Webb goes strong to the basket. He misses the lay-in, but they're going to call a foul, and Decker takes a shot to the midsection as he tried to contest the shot, but he gets back up, and Brecken Decker has just picked up his fourth foul. And so Webb pounced on that interception like a lion, or like a tiger, if you will, I guess, right there, and went to the basket strong. Now Coach Sean Ransom is out taking care of custodial duties where Decker went to the floor. Folks, it's been all Paris so far in this ball game. They got out to the early lead. They led 21-5 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, they were up 29-12. And currently, what a 15-point lead. Or 17-point lead, sorry, at 42-25. Indians, who shot the ball so well in the first half against Fleming County Tuesday night at the MCH Arena, really struggling to find their shot here on the road at Paris tonight in 40th District play. Webb's first free throw shot goes up. It's no good. He'll get another. He has struggled this evening at the charity stripe. And they're going to say lane violation on the second one. So no good. And so it'll remain 42-25, 1:19 left in the third period. Indians needing to make a move here to get back in this ball game. Jarvis, the freshman, with the ball, being guarded by Ransom for Paris, gets the ball down inside to Fons. Fons inside, comes up short. He short arms it at the rim. Rebound comes off to Paris. That rebound was secured by Cordry Patterson. Now Ransom gives a little ball fake into the lane and just a casual stroll, and that's another basket. It's a 19-point advantage for the Hounds, 44-25. Dunn throws the ball long to Cole Rose into the front court, 38 seconds left. It's Patterson on Rose. Rose gives it back out to Dunn. Dunn met by Jackson. Dunn into the lane, goes strong, comes up short on the left-hand side, and it's Patterson with the rebound. Paris ready to go the other way. Paris has a chance to take the last shot if they want to here and then get the ball at the quarter break. And I think they will. They'll back it out. 11 seconds left. Hands in the ball in the hands of Julius Gregory. Hands it off to Ransom. He's met by a trap. He gets it back over to Gregory. Gregory, a wide open three from the left side. No good. Rebound comes off. No good. That'll be the end of the third period. The Indians need to solve all their problems here with only 8 minutes left to go in 40th District action. They trail Paris on the road, 44-25. We'll return after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Indians Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset,
We are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We'll decide whether or not the Indians are 0-3 in district play at the end of this one, and will Paris move to 2-1 and be square there in the second spot of district seating. Paris Hounds are trying to make their way to victory lane here tonight, or the winner's circle, I guess you would say, in thoroughbred terms. It's Paris with the ball to start this final stanza. Paris tries to go down inside to Patterson. Patterson gets the ball knocked loose, but he gets it back. Now, we're going to have a foul. And they're going to call a hold on Ethan Dunn here. So his first and team's first here in the fourth. Paris inbounds the ball. Webb has it on the left corner. Tries to look inside to Ransom. Ball's knocked free to Patterson. Patterson trying to get it to Ransom. Just miscommunication there. And Ransom just telling him to calm down. We're good. We're good on that turnover. Checking back in for the Indians is Brecken Decker, as Isaiah Rowlett would check out. Brecken Decker, the senior, with four fouls in this contest. Needs to be smart and try to finish this one for the Indians. It's, he was able to hit two threes there in the third period to amass his 6 points. It's the Indians. Jarvis at the top of the key shoots a three. No good. Cole rolls with the rebound. Tries to go back up strong with it. And he's met by, it looked like Patterson down on the inside. He's fouled. So Cole rolls will get a chance to go to the line here to shoot. Free throws. Cole rolls down inside. He missed the first opportunity. Got his rebound. Tried to go up strong on the second one, but was then hit and unable to complete a chance of the three-point play. Cole Rose, the sophomore, shoots the first one. No good. Checking in for Paris is number 33, Damon Plenty. He checks in for Cordray Patterson. Rose, second shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Webb to himself. And now Paris will go the other way. Time continues to exhaust for Montgomery County and opportunities as well. And it's Jackson. Gets called for travel, and Coach Sean Ramson feels like he got tripped. But the only decision that matters here is the guy in stripes. And he says it's Indians basketball. And again, more bodies fall to the ground, more perspiration needs to be cleaned up. I wish I had a nickel for each time we had to go out on the floor with a towel. And right now, Paris will call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. The Indians trail 44-25. We'll return here after, well, they're making it a full timeout. We'll take a full timeout now, and we'll return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
As we return to play out of the timeout, 6:40 left on the clock, and it's Tyce Jarvis with the ball from Montgomery County. Throws it into the front court to Ethan Dunn. Ethan Dunn looks over the defense, gets it to the free throw line to Luke Fons. He gets a little closer, and Fons with his 10th point on the evening. 44-27 in favor of Paris here as we come up on close to 6 minutes left in this contest. Paris with the ball. Jackson out front being guarded by Brecken Decker. Jackson pulls it back out. Tries to reset things. And he backs up on a pullback jumper and he banks it in. There's no way he called that. But he has been on fire tonight, and now the lead is 20 for the Hounds. 47-27, Montgomery County has the ball. Decker drives the baseline. He goes up, and plenty flat-footed blocks that shot. It's been that kind of night for the Indians. Everything's contested at the rim. Now Paris has the ball. And now Jackson down the right side of the lane. Jarvis with a great block shot. It's Montgomery County's ball. As now Jarvis is bumped by Fields, and Fields is going to be called for his third foul. And that's the team's second in the fourth period. But he did stop the breakaway opportunity for the Indians. But what a great block shot by Jarvis against Jackson to hit the basket. It's Jarvis now with the ball for Montgomery County. Looking in at this zone defense by Paris. Dunn with the basketball. Gets it to Decker. Decker looks over the defense. Now he pulls back, shoots a three. No good. Rebound comes off long to Jarvis. Jarvis gets it to Dunn. Over to Fonz on the right wing. No good. Comes up short. Rose with the rebound. He loses it down inside in a scramble, but rebound secured by Jarvis. Now he's fouled. And let's see who they call that on. They're going to call that on. They call that on Damon Plenty. So Plenty's first, and that's Paris's third. So it'll be Jarvis at the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up and good. Checking in for Paris will be Cordrick Patterson. And he replaces Damon Plenty, as well as Julius Gregory will check into the ball game, and Monte Jackson will step out. Now for the Indians, Dane Clutie for the first time will check in, and we'll see Cole Rose leave the playing surface. Now Jarvis shooting his second free throw, no good. Rebound comes off to none other than Elijah Webb. Cut up on 4:30 left in this game, and it's been all Paris all the time. 47-28 is the score. Gregory tries to throw it in to Ransom, and Dunn knocks it free, and now the Indians are on the run. Dunn in the lane, shoots a little short 10-footer, and it is good. 47-29, 4:10 left in the game. Ransom finds Webb. Webb goes strong to the basket. There's contact, no call. Fonz did a great job of just standing his ground there. Ball goes out of bounds, however, and it'll remain Paris's basketball. Checking back into the game for Paris is Monte Jackson as Julius Gregory checks back out. Paris inbounds the ball underneath their own basket. Gregory triggers it in to Patterson. Patterson just knocks Dane Clutie out of the way. He says, this is my spot on the floor. I'm bigger than you, and I'm going to make this count. And it's 49-30 favor of Paris. Decker, right side, shot up, no good. Rebound comes off to Clutie. Now out to Jarvis. He misses a long shot on the three. Ransom comes up with the rebound now. He's trapped in behind a back pass to Jackson, and now Paris is on the run. Jackson straight to the rim. Block shot again by Jarvis. Another outstanding block by Tyce Jarvis. Montgomery County going the other way. Dunn pulls up from about 15. No good. Rebound by Fonz. He goes up strong. He's stripped the ball by Fields. And now the ball goes out of bounds, and they say last touch by Montgomery County. A lot of action. No points results on either end. Wow, it's been fast and furious at times in this contest, but it's going to be Paris's ball. They need to go the length of the floor. Ransom inbounds the ball to Webb. He's being guarded by Clutie in the backcourt. And then he just dribbles the ball out of bounds. He's just trying to get a little too fancy. He's claiming that the ball got tipped off of him, but to no avail does his plea go. Now we've got Brecken Decker is going to inbound the ball with and we're going to get a jump ball. They're going to say Monte Jackson got his hands on the ball there to tie up Dunn. It will still remain Montgomery County's ball, but wow, just another thing go wrong for the Indians. Decker throws the ball back inbounds to Dunn in the backcourt. He crosses the midcourt stripe. Dunn with the ball being guarded by Jackson in this zone defense. Jarvis, left wing, shoots. No good. Three-pointer comes off, and Fields secures the rebound for the Hounds. A lot of shot attempts. Not successful for the Indians tonight. 49-30. 2:28 left in this ball game. Not looking good for the road team. Dane Clutie comes away with a steal. He shovels it ahead to Jarvis. Jarvis gets a breakaway dunk right there for the freshman. 49-32 now is the score. Paris with the lead and with the ball. Ransom throws it down the floor to Patterson. Oh, and then they're going to call a charge. Boy, once again, Brecken Decker for the umpteenth time this season takes a hard shot to the mouth. And I'm telling you, Cordrick Patterson is not a guy you want to take a hit from with the shoulder, but Decker's okay. And we're going to get a timeout here, it looks like. This timeout is going to be called by Paris, I believe. It's a one-minute timeout. We'll take a one-minute timeout. The Indians trail by 17, 49-32. 2 minutes and 2 seconds left. You're listening to Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Turn from the timeout, 2 minutes left in the contest. Luke Fons misses on a three, but it's cleaned up by Tyce Jarvis. He gets in 2 points of his own. It's now 49-34 in favor of Paris. Paris gets the ball up the floor into Webb. He misses again. He finally gets it on the third attempt. It's 51-49 in favor, or 34, excuse me, in favor of Paris. Immediately, Montgomery County pushes the ball ahead. And it's going to be Dunn. I'm going to say the basket is good. And so Ethan Dunn will have a chance to complete a three-point play opportunity here. Andrew Johnson-Miles checks into the game for Cordrick Patterson. Again, Johnson-Miles started the game, but, boy, he's played very limited minutes. Ethan Dunn completes the three-point play, and now it's 51-37. 1:20 left in this ball game. Johnson-Miles drives on Decker. Has nowhere to go, but then shoots up probably an ill-advised shot. Rebound comes off to Decker. Montgomery County rushing up the other way into the hands of Dunn, and then he throws it away. Threw it right in between two players out on the wing, and Clutie and Decker. Boy, that was a huge missed opportunity if Montgomery County had any chance at trying to get back in this ball game. That may have been the death nail right there. Possession opportunities are few far in between now. 59 seconds left. 14-point lead for Paris. Fields, right wing, he shoots a three. I'm sure Coach Ranson didn't want that at all. But it comes off. It's Montgomery County's basketball with Jarvis. All the way to the basket. Off balance, he shoots, no good. 40 seconds left, and the rebound to Ransom. And that's pretty much done it right there, folks. Wow. Foul gets caught on Dunn here. His second. Team second of the quarter. It'll be Paris's ball in the backcourt. Just not a night that you want to write home about if you're wearing red, white, and blue here in Earl Redwine Gymnasium tonight. 35 seconds left in this contest. Indians will face this same Paris team in a couple of weeks, February the 9th at the MCHS Arena. Jackson drives, and they're going to call him for travel. Yeah, he traveled there. He kind of lost the ball, shuffled his feet. So another turnover there, but, trying to contain the speed out front and quickness of this Paris team has been a struggle for Montgomery County. Montgomery County with the ball. Ethan Dunn, right wing, shoots a three, no good. Rebound by Clutie. Clutie kicks it back out to Decker. He shoots left wing, three-point shot good for Decker. Timeout as the nets get hung, and so they had to call a timeout, officials timeout, to get the nets knocked down and down. We're going to get a timeout for Paris as Coach Ransom wants to figure out how to attack this pressure defense. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Of course, earlier tonight, the Lady Indians victorious over the Lady Hounds here in this boy-girl doubleheader as it's with a 78-40 win. Lady Indians were led in scoring tonight by Hayden Barrier. And, of course, all Lady Indians got into the game tonight. All Lady Indians can report as having scored tonight. What a great night it was for the Lady Indians as they pushed their record to 12-6 here tonight. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to say the same thing for the Indians, though, as they trail 51-40, 13 seconds left in this ball game. Ransom to inbounds the ball. He gets it in. It's to Fields. And Fields will get it into the front court, and Montgomery County still guarding. And they're going to call a foul on Dane Clutie here, which Montgomery County had a foul to give. That's Clutie's first and the team's third, so nothing to report there other than now Paris inbounds the ball, and that'll do it, folks. Montgomery County goes down in defeat here at Earl Redwine Gymnasium, 51-40 is our final. And Montgomery County, first trip through the 40th district play this time around, come up empty-handed. If they go 0-3 in district play, their record goes 8-12 on the season. The Paris Hounds go to 6-11 on the season. We're going to take a few-minute timeout. We'll return. We'll get started with the post game here at Earl Redwine Gymnasium. We'll return to Indians basketball here in 2 moments. Right here.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment.
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
And so goes the story tonight. It's a familiar story, it seems like, over the years that I've been coming over and watching this matchup between these two programs in Paris and Montgomery County. Another futile night for the Indians from the floor, scoring-wise, coming into the Earl Redwine Gymnasium, as I often say, where shooters' dreams go to die a lot of times. Usually it's due to, you know, a Paris team and program that's always been very good defensively over the years. All the teams that Terrence Brooks coached here for years, and Coach Barr at times, and Coach Mark Crane over the years. It just seems like every year they always have a solid defensive team, and something about this venue doesn't fare well, because you hear it from a lot of different teams and schools that come over here. But tonight the Indians struggled to shoot the ball early, and Paris got out to that early lead and never relinquished it, as at the quarter breaks it was Paris 21-5, and then at halftime they had a 17-point lead, 29-12. Then at the end of the third stanza it was 44-25. And then our final score of 51-40 here tonight for the Indians. And so we'll take a look here at individual scoring here tonight for the Indians, as the Indians were led in scoring tonight by freshman Tyce Jarvis, right on his season average of 13 points for the freshman. Then it was Luke Fons with 10 points, half of his season average per game. And then it was Brecken Decker, the senior, who in the first half didn't score, but in the second half hit three threes to finish with 9 points. And then rounding out the scoring for Montgomery County was Dawson Gentry, hitting a three-point shot to give him 3 points. For Paris, they were led in scoring tonight by the leading scorer in this contest. It was Monte Jackson. Monte Jackson, who averages 13 points per contest on the season, finished tonight with 21 points. It was then Elijah Webb, 1 point over his season average, as he scored 13 points tonight. Jakari Ransom was playing third string tonight in scoring. He's normally their leading scorer on the season. Had 11 points tonight. Typically, on average, has been scoring 16 per contest. Then it was Dalen Fields with 4 points. Scored all those in the first half, the Dalen Fields. Then it was Cordray Patterson and Damon Plenty, two apiece, to amass the point totals for Paris here tonight. It pushes Paris's overall record on the season to 6-11, and they were 2-1 in district play right now, as they have victories over Bourbon County and Montgomery County, and their only loss was a 10-point loss to GRC, the team that's out in front right now in the 40th district standings, as it is GRC 4-0. You've got Bourbon County with 1-2 right now in the standings for district play, as their sole win in district was against Montgomery County back in December. And then Montgomery County staring up from the bottom in the district play right now at 0-3. We're going to take another two-minute timeout, and we return. We'll return back here to the Earl Ryan Gymnasium here in our post game, as once again, the final score tonight was Paris Greyhounds 51, Montgomery County 40. We'll return after this two-minute timeout right here on the Gateway Sport Network.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport side-by-side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Back here on the postgame show, now joined by Montgomery County basketball coach, Coach Jason Mays. And Coach, I know you had heard it from me and Dan before about coming over here to the Earl Red Wine Gymnasium. It just seems like this is a place, especially for this Montgomery County program over the years, whether they get out of here with a win or a loss, it seems like shooters' dreams come over here to die. And the Indians, after really on Tuesday night, got off to a great start shooting the ball, tonight just really couldn't find their shot early. And it's tough when you go against a team like this that can really cause you some problems on both ends of the floor.
I don't know if this was our worst effort of the season. Lincoln County was pretty bad. Dow County was pretty bad. But it's right there. And give credit to Paris for being ready to play. That was their best effort of the season. I mean, he told me on the handshake line, he said, "Coach, we played great tonight." So kudos to them. They deserve it. You know, they were playing lights out early on, and we couldn't hit a shot to save our lives, and we were scared. We let our lack of offense, we let our lack of offensive execution affect how we guarded. And, you know, just, I don't think our staff took them lightly. You know, I mean, I'm 47, been doing this a long time. Like, this is like going to Russell when you're at Ashland, yeah, or like going to Berea College at the old gym when you're at Georgetown College. Yeah, yeah, I mean, just, you know, I know these gyms. I know what kind of they got a bunch of dogs on their team. DAWG. And, you know, I knew what I was going into. I mean, I've been here before. I've recruited players. Coach Clinton Sims.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but they don't respect us. And why should they?
Well, they've gotten a better hand the last few years.
So, what do you mean?
When it comes to postseason play.
So, you're either proactive on that and you make them respect you, or you just continue to lie down and be intimidated. And that's exactly how we played tonight. We laid down and we were intimidated. And it's disappointing. And I am disappointed in our team, very much so. My heart is broke for how they came out to play tonight. I mean, it's my fault. I didn't have them ready to play. You know, everybody out there listening, you listen to the coach take the blame. I mean, it is my fault. But, like, we probably did more game prep tonight than we did for Fleming County. I mean, Fleming County beats these guys 30.
Yeah.
You know, and we cannot sustain success. We're scared of the expectations that come with winning. And people can fight me on that all you want, but it is the biggest thing that I am overcoming as the new head coach of this program, is teaching our guys that success is not to be feared. Success is to be earned with your effort, and then you. The hardest thing to do is it's easy to achieve excellence, Ivan, once, The hardest thing to do is to achieve excellence consistently, time and time again. That's hard, okay?
Yeah.
And with that comes expectations, and I think we are scared to death to get out of our shells to excel at this thing called basketball. We're scared to death of it.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have moments like the other night where we play really well. We shoot it with confidence. Our zone offense was unbelievable because we've been practicing it unbelievable. We've been shooting it unbelievably in practice. And then here we go. We come into here. Let's take a step forward. And now we can't do it. And I don't know why. You know, I don't know why. I'd be lying to you if I told you I did.
Coaches are always talking about, when you're talking about teams, you know, this is the leader. And sometimes it's a leader by example out on the floor. Sometimes it's the vocal leader. You know, Brecken Decker, he plays hard all the time. And
all the time.
He's kind of that example guy. But I don't see him as a guy that would get in somebody's face and say, hey, let's do this. Is that maybe what this team is?
No, we don't have that guy.
And is that maybe some of the problem?
Well, I mean, I gave Brecken a, you know, and Brecken, I'm sure, did a great job, but like the first 30, nah, I'm sorry I cut you off, but the first 30-second timeout that we had in the game, I think they, maybe the second one, the one they called, I told the coaches to stay out of the huddle. And I let Brecken, it's the first time I've done that this year, I let Brecken have the timeout. I said, okay, let's see if, you know, their peer can get them going. Let's see if that can, you know, listen to somebody else, because I was chirping at them pretty good. And, you know, it didn't work. I mean, I don't want to say they lack leadership because they, I mean, I'm never going to say Brecken Decker's not a leader.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it wasn't.
But
yeah.
they lack, they have the ones that have the ability to put the ball in the bucket.
Yeah.
Haven't figured out how to help other people put the ball in the bucket yet.
And is it, you know, and speaking to this point, you know, because we always talk about having that point guard, that prototypical point guard that doesn't matter. They're the leader, and they know, and they're going to – they may not be the best player on the team, but they understand where to get the ball, and, you know, situations and things like that. And right now you've got scorers that are trying to assume that role and maybe haven't figured that out.
I mean, again, I don't want to label a kid, you know, that's in high school still. That's unfair.
Yeah.
For their development, but we don't have an experienced point guard.
Okay.
I don't want to say we don't have a point guard.
Yeah.
We just don't have any players that have ever played point guard before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's a difference there. If I say we don't have a point guard, that looks like I'm talking bad about Ethan or Tice.
Yeah.
And that's not. But Ethan did not play point guard. He was a wing.
Yeah.
You know, and then Tice, you know, I mean, he maybe brought the ball up in transition, obviously, many times, especially in his AAU career. But, you know, there's a calm and calmness and composure factor that a point guard has to have. And we just don't have that yet because they're not experienced enough.
Dawson Gentry has struggled with his shot here recently. He's a young man. I saw quite a bit last year, seen at times this year. He can get in the lane. He's got that nice little runner. He gets it high off the glass. And,
yeah.
You know, do you think, you know, because he's so thinking about the jump shot and he's missing, that he's in his own head a little bit tonight, the only 3 points, and he's a guy that can get to the basket?
Well, I didn't play. First of all, I told him, I mean, I was, when he didn't take that charge, that's why he came out and didn't go back in.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in the gym saw that.
Yeah.
And he's got to learn from that.
Yeah.
So, and I told him on the bench after I ripped him several times. I told him, I said, listen.
Hey, nobody escaped your ire tonight, by the way.
Well,
every time somebody made a mistake, you let them know about it.
I told Isaiah, I said, Isaiah, switch seats with Dawson. And he did. And I said, listen, I love you.
Yeah.
I said, do you know that I love you? He said, yes, I do. I said, you know what I'm doing, right? He said, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So that's all I needed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's water underneath the bridge now.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, Dawson, it's worth a loss if you learn from this.
Yeah.
And it is. Now, it may not be worth it this year, but it'll be worth it before that young man graduates.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the tricky part that people, you know, we live in a society where everybody wants instant gratification. They, you know, what are you doing for me now? And in coaching, You know, it's really become, it's not like it used to be where you had 5 or 6, 7 years to get something turned around. Wins and losses matter, you know, and a lot of high schools in Kentucky, the basketball coach can be the best teacher in the school and still lose his job.
Yeah.
Because if you don't win on the floor, you know. And so, you know, I understand the reality of it. But at the same time, taking over this Montgomery County program, which I'm very proud to do, and I'm trying to do it the best way I know how, I think the long-term focus is something I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to come off that mountain.
Yeah.
And when there's moments like tonight where a loss to them here under my leadership probably helps us long-term,
yeah,
then we're going to lose that game here tonight, and we're going to learn from it. And if that means we got to play GRC first round of the district, then it means we got to play first GRC first round of the district. Now, we're not to that point yet, but I'm just telling you, the long-term focus is something I'm not going to come off of, because ultimately that's what we're trying to do here. And these kids, I mean, Tice is a freshman, Isaiah is, yeah, a freshman, they're also a sophomore, Luke's a sophomore. I mean, these kids, they're just learning how to play basketball. And, you know, highs and lows, and obviously tonight we had a very low point, and I thought we were starting to get it. The players thought we were starting to get it, but tonight we took a huge step backwards.
You came out of halftime, created a little pressure, got a few turnovers there. It looked like you were getting ready to make a little run to get yourself back in this game. What was the conversation at halftime? Your thoughts are coming out at the onset of the third.
I was calm at halftime. I sat in a chair and I said, "You know, is there something going on?" I mean, I thought there may be something going on that I needed to know that was off the floor.
Yeah.
And that team hasn't had any of those issues yet. And they're like, no. And, you know, Brecken said, it feels like the rim is that big, you know, and he made a very small circle with his index finger and his thumb.
He's not the first and the last to say it over here in this venue.
And the floor was slick and
yeah,
it was really humid. And
yeah,
so I just... you know, there's just a lot of things that you can make an excuse from.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make excuses. You know, we got our tails beat tonight. And, you know, at halftime I was calm, I was composed, and, you know, I got great assistance. You know,
yeah,
Jordan is so positive of a person, and he's over here trying to coach every play and do everything and make this adjustment. And I said, Jordan, go in there, draw it up, put this zone offense, we call it slide in. And I said, but buddy, I said, you can't put a play in mid-game. This ain't going to work. And
yeah,
It didn't. And, you know, and meanwhile, Brent, he's over there. They're opposite of each other. He's over here ticked off like me. So we got a good counterbalance. But, you know, at halftime, it was just, you know, I stayed calm, stayed composed. I didn't say any bad words. I didn't, you know, jump them or anything. And that's not what this team needs. Now, you got to hold them accountable on the floor. And I do that. But I also think they know that I love them. And, you know, because I do. I love them and I am proud of them. But this is something that's just going to benefit us long term. And it's going to sting. It's going to suck. It's going to smell bad. It's going to taste bad. And we just got to get over it. And we got to turn the corner with this program from a toughness standpoint. And from a, hey, I'll take the expectations with winning. I want them. Put them on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if that somebody's going to have to take that eventually.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that kid's in middle school still.
Yeah.
You know, but I just it's sad if the kids in this program right now don't want to do that themselves. That's sad to me.
Coach, you got to have short-term memory. You got to turn right back around tomorrow, and we'll head over to GRC got to do this again in the 40th district play, a very important game. Obviously, they were able to break serve in the first matchup, and now these guys got to forget about what just happened here and now get set for tomorrow, which will be another intense matchup.
Well, we can't play any worse. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So we can't play any worse than we did tonight. And, you know, I thought we fought GRC hard last time until – second quarter, and some in the third quarter, we started taking bad shots, and they took advantage of them because those bad shots led to easy rebounds, which led to transition opportunities for them, in which they converted. But when we were getting what we want, our offensive execution in the first quarter was like 80%. And so, you know, I thought we were ready to compete. And then, again, we had success. And we sabotage ourselves,
yeah.
You know? I mean, I can't crack that nut, Ivan.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, what it's going to take. But we're going to keep plugging. We're not going to quit. I promise you that.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time out here tonight to discuss this one. Hey, let's erase the whiteboard, and we'll draw something up for tomorrow and see if we can't go over and spoil a Friday night in Winchester tomorrow evening with the W.
We got a triple header tomorrow, a freshman at 5, JV at 6, followed by the varsity. So come out and support our younger kids in our program that don't always get to play in the varsity contest. They're working hard, too. You know, they were in the gym to about 9 o'clock last night. So I'm proud of those kids, and their parents have been great. All our parents have been great. We got great parents in our program.
Yeah.
It's just everything's right to have success here. Yeah. We just got to get the product on the floor fixed.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks again. Go sleep this one off, and we'll rally and get that win tomorrow.
Come on, you know that ain't happening.
Hey, we're going to do that.
No, not the win. I'm talking about sleeping tonight.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, Lord Metzler, he's like, I'm going to get sleep. Yeah, we're going to get her to, you know, maybe slip a little NyQuil in your soda tonight. we'll put you down.
But, I'm sleeping pretty good right now. We're all right.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, see you.
That's Jason Mays, head coach for Montgomery County here tonight as we come to the end here at Earl Wehrlein Gymnasium. Boy-girl doubleheader tonight. Just a recap, Lady Indians victorious in the opening matchup, 78-40. They were led in scoring by senior Hayden Berry, had 17 points tonight in that contest. Allie Dillon had 13 in that game. Savannah Jarvis had 12. All players for the Lady Indians did play in that ball game. All players got on the board, including Reagan Mays, was able to get on the board tonight and in the scoring books here tonight. In the nightcap, it was the Indians falling short as Paris came out, and they were ready for the fight, and it was Paris with a 51-40 victory. Montgomery County led in scoring tonight by Tyce Jarvis with 13, Luke Fons with 10, Brecken Decker with 9, and then Ethan Dunn with 5, and Dawson Gentry with 3 rounded out scoring. That's going to do it for us here tonight on our coverage of Lady Indians and Indians basketball on Gateway Sport Network. So until we rejoin you again tomorrow night from GRC Arena in Winchester on the campus of George Rogers Clark High School, where Indians will take on the Cardinals in another 40th district battle. This is Ivan Rawls for Jeff West back at the studio saying so long until tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.